Reading 2.
The Challenge of Running a Family Business. In the United States, families own about 85% of all businesses. However, less than 30% of these companies last more than 20 years. The companies fail, and the owners can't pass down the family businesses to their sons and daughters. Why is it so difficult for family businesses to survive? One reason may be changing times. 50 years ago, many families owned local grocery stores. But today, small family-owned stores cannot compete with large supermarket chains. Today, most mom-and-pop stores are a thing of the past. The way of life is another challenge in a family business. A successful company requires hard work and long hours. Younger generations may not want this lifestyle. They may want more freedom. In addition, sons and daughters may not have the same enthusiasm for the business as their parents. A successful family business depends on the family's strengths and talents. However, families also bring their weaknesses and personal problems to the workplace. Many families do not communicate well, and they are not good at solving problems together. These challenges often cause businesses to fail. According to Professor Randall Carlock, these problems are common. He says, "Being part of a family is very difficult. Being part of a family business is even more difficult. Love is important in a family, but love is not enough to run a family business. The business must achieve financial success." The Bancroft family is an interesting example. For 105 years, the Bancroft family owned the Wall Street Journal. It is one of the most famous newspapers in the United States. But there were many family problems. They did not communicate well, and they disagreed about many things. One person said that they couldn't even agree on where to go for lunch. The younger family members wanted the business to be more profitable. The older members thought the quality of the paper was more important than making money. In addition, the family let people outside of the family manage the newspaper. They did not take part in many important decisions. Finally, in 2007, all 33 of the Bancroft family owners agreed to sell the company. Although the business had lasted several generations, the Bancrofts eventually had to sell their company because they did not manage it well. In the end, many of their family relationships suffered. Many families dream of passing down their businesses to the next generation, but this requires careful planning and preparation. Good management is a key to success. All employees, especially family members, need to have clear responsibilities. Family business owners need to think about how decisions are made. Also, they should be realistic about the dreams and goals of the younger generation. Family businesses can be successful because of strong family ties. But to succeed for more than one generation, families need to manage their businesses carefully.